streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, here we go. It's hour two. It is great to have you in. We're live in Los Angeles. This show, if you haven't heard, is called The Herd. People like it. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. It's great to have you in. Joy Taylor is joining me as always. I'm kind of getting in a rut where I'm wearing 7 shirts. I've really become fond of this when it's comfortable. You have a lot of style. You change your hair more than I change shirts. So you're more daring than I am, Joy. I'm not a daring person.
You don't take fashion risks?
Well, I don't know fashion, so I don't want to take any big risks. I go very generic, and I'm getting into a pattern of wearing 6 shirts. Nobody cares except me and my wife. She will say, "You're getting boring. Stop being boring." I'm like, "You're not boring. You like sizzle. You've got colors. You're a Miami girl. You've got a lot of colors."
Yeah. I mean, when I first moved to LA, I felt very out of place.
Why?
Well, because Miami is, I lived in Miami for 10 years, so after you live in a place for a while, your wardrobe kind of
starts. Miami. My pens. This is what, sorry to the radio audience. That's what Miami
is. I look very Miami this morning. I have every color available. But, you know, that's what it is. It's tropical, you know.
And I'm from Washington State. That's what I look like. Just dark and
just pens.
Damp.
No, but LA is kind of like that. Like, you can kind of be whatever you want in LA.
Nobody cares.
It's similar to New York. But the trend is pretty much like everyone wears black.
It's just LA and New York are very.
Like, I was out the other day and I was in the women's restroom, which is a very illuminating place, by the way. I've thought about writing a book about things I hear in the women's bathroom.
Really? Okay.
I mean, listen, there's world problems solved in the women's restroom.
Yeah.
But anyway, every girl in the bathroom had the same outfit on, including me. So I was like, I think I'm basic now. We all had on black shoes, jeans, and a black top. Like the standard leave the house in LA
women
outfit.
Go to the bathroom in groups.
Yes.
Men's bathroom is different. If you're in a men's bathroom and start talking, it's odd.
So you know, no one talks in the men's bathroom? It's like silent?
Not appropriate. I could see Ryan in the bathroom.
And you don't recognize each other?
Oh, no, we do. You don't talk in a men's bathroom.
You don't acknowledge each other.
We're doing things here. Let's get in, get out, go.
Well,
you guys solve world problems.
You guys
problems.
Are actually more in a kind of a communal space in the men's room. Yeah, so that's it's a little more, you know, we have stalls is what I'm trying to say. So that you can be a little more private.
I'm not going to get too deep into this.
But women also, we have to share items. So like if we go together, we have to talk about you guys in private. So that's the number one reason why we go to the bathroom together. But other than that, like, you know, my friend might have the perfume in her bag or the lip gloss I need to borrow. And we do not
share stuff in the bathroom.
No.
From secrets to discussion.
You and Ryan don't share gum in the bathroom.
I would acknowledge his existence with a quick hi without saying it and get out of the bathroom.
It's such a different world.
It's a complete. The bathroom separates men and women more than anything. All right, here we go. Sorry to waste 3 minutes of your life, but we had to get through that. Joy and I did. Here we go. It's a herd hierarchy.
Herd hierarchy.
Time is now. Let's go.
The top 10 NFL teams according to college. Number 10.
Like my wardrobe. The boring Colts. I think they're a playoff team. They're not there yet. I like them. First of all, they forced at least one turnover in 11 straight games. Nobody else in the league has done that. Carson Wentz has multiple touchdowns in 6 of his last 7 games. Now, they do not play Tennessee well. They don't match up because the defensive front for the Titans gives the Wentz a lot of problems, and he gets reckless and forces turnovers. But they're 8-0 when Jonathan Taylor rushes for over 100 yards. I like this team. They're boring. The AFC South's best two teams are boring. They don't match up with Tennessee. I think they match up with everybody else. I think they're going to make the playoffs. They do the stuff I like. They run the ball. They're smart. They got a smart coach. Quarterback can make plays. They take the ball away. I like the Colts at 10.
Number 9.
Let's not go crazy on the Rams. This is the worst two-game stretch in Sean McVay's career. You got Von Miller making his first start. You got OBJ making his first start. You got Robert Woods not playing. And you got a division rival that plays physical football that you don't match up terribly well. But they still lead the NFL with 29 sacks. They're on a bye. This is a very explosive team. They need a bye for Von Miller. They need a bye for OBJ. Rams at 9.
Number 8.
Buccaneers. Again, here's an interesting little caveat. The Bucs are 5-0 with Antonio Brown and 1-3 without him. Brady has always been best when he has his security blankets. It's not just talent. He doesn't have Gronk, and he doesn't have AB, and he's not the same. Brady is a creature of habit. He needs his guys. He needs the middle of the field Gronk. And that. Why do you think he pushes so hard for Antonio Brown? He needs his speedy outside receiver. They're fine. They lead the NFL in passing yards. This is a dynamic offense. They're getting some of their players back. I think starting this week, they'll go on a little roll.
Number 7.
I don't know what to do with the Arizona Cardinals. Kyler Murray's out for 2 weeks. He's probably out again. I'm not going to spend a lot of time. We know they're good. But I don't know what you want me to say about Arizona right now. They're just missing too many people. They're missing Kyler Murray. I can't put him top 5 because I don't know when he's going to play again. I am worried that he got hurt last year and he's hurt this year. And the quarterbacks in this league, Russell Wilson doesn't get hurt much, right? It's like Brady doesn't get hurt much. A lot of these quarterbacks, there's a reason some guys do get hurt more and some guys avoid the contacts. Eli Manning was never hurt. Mahomes stays upright. I worry a little bit about the Kyler injury bug.
Number 6.
Kansas City, maybe I've got them undervalued, but they do have 20 giveaways. Only the Jets have more. I thought finally against the Raiders, they threw to backs, they threw to tight ends, they simplified it, not as many big over-the-top throws. I thought they got a little boring, they got more patient, they're getting healthier on the defensive front. We said this, Steve Spagnuolo, Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, smart guys, generally figured out. It took them about 8 weeks. They're back in the Super Bowl bubble.
Number 5.
I may be overvaluing New England here, but I'll say this. They have 140-plus rushing yards in 4 straight games. I was on Boston radio last week, and they were lamenting their offensive line. And I said, have you watched the league? It could be the 3rd best in the league. Ask Cleveland. So I think they're checking all the boxes. I do not believe they can go on the road yet and beat an Aaron Rodgers or beat an elite quarterback of Mahomes or a Josh Allen. But they check so many boxes. It is classic New England. They're more efficient, less penalized, don't turn it over. You get no freebies. Out of respect to the culture and the way they're playing, I've got them at 5.
Number 4.
I think Buffalo's probably the best team in the league. The stats tell you that. But they've had a couple of ugly losses. Their offensive line can be inconsistent. But they lead the NFL in yards differential, point differential, and takeaways. I said there's a Mike Tyson quality. If they smell blood, they will knock you out. If they smell weakness, if they smell vulnerability, nobody knocks you out faster than Buffalo. They have a not, there's no Larry Holmes here. This is all Tyson and George Foreman. They'll knock you out. But they get off their game. Sometimes you can bully them up front. Jacksonville and Pittsburgh's defensive front pushed them backwards. Josh Allen starts rushing stuff. I think they're the most talented team in the league. I got them at four, but I could have them one by next week.
Number three.
Green Bay finally can win beyond being pretty. For the first time in recent memory, since the year they won the Super Bowl, they can play bully ball. They can run it. They can push you around. I think their defense is the best they've had since the Super Bowl year. They're doing it without Jair Alexander. I think their defense is really good. I think they've drafted the heck out of safety. They got great safeties. They got great corners. They're banged up at linebacker. Their defensive front gets a pretty decent pass rush. I don't think it's about Aaron Rodgers this year. I think it's about A.J. Dillon, the running back, gives them a power component at running back. And I think their defense is wildly underrated. Packers at three.
Number two.
Dallas, there's a stat that matters in Vegas. NFL, the leader in yards per play in the NFL today is the Dallas Cowboys. Vegas loves that. 6.3 yards a play. What does that mean? They're explosive. They don't rely, although they can give you a 12-play drive, they can go over the top and beat you in two. They've got multiple players in multiple units that are playmakers. CeeDee Lamb receiver, Micah Parsons, Randy Gregory, Zeke, Dak, Amari Cooper, Trayvon Diggs. They got playmakers everywhere, can beat you multiple ways.
Number one.
I don't know if they're the best team, but they've beaten the most good team, so Tennessee is number one. They've been outgained the last 2 weeks without Derrick Henry, so they're not a dominant one. When you get outgained, it usually comes back to haunt you. But they're 7-0 against teams that made the playoffs. They could have lost to Buffalo. They found a way to win. They bullied the Rams. So out of respect, I think they're well-coached. They're physical. They get after it. And we know, you and I know this, once Thanksgiving comes around, this league becomes more physical. It happens every year. The pretty teams win in September. The tough teams win in November and December and January. There's the herd hierarchy. All right, let's go to Mark Schlereth, his thoughts. Listen, speaking of pretty and physical, that was the Rams and the Niners last night. So Mark Schlereth now joins us live, Fox Sports analyst. Three Super Bowls, does a great job for us. So I just said this. Pretty, boy, Andy Reid in September, forget it. Belichick's weakest month, September. So you watched the Rams and the Niners last night. What was your takeaway?
I sent my wife upstairs, and then I went into the study, put a tie on the doorknob, and said, "Don't bother me. I'm watching Niners games right now." I mean, you want to talk about physical. You want to talk about running the ball and just thunder punching people in the teeth. That was amazing, and that's what the Niners, that's how they want to be based. That's what they want to do. They want to bully you. They want to run the football, and there's been so many reasons that they haven't been able to do that during the course of the season. They were down to their fifth and sixth running backs.
Yeah.
They had offensive line issues. George Kittle, the best blocking tight end in football, was out. They lost their quarterback for a time. They couldn't play the complimentary football that they're used to. They couldn't run the ball the way they were used to. Last night was an absolute display of why running the ball matters. And you're 100% right. Why it matters come November and December. And don't be surprised. They've got eight games left. Don't be surprised when they win 7 of 8 and are competing for this division crown or at least a wild card berth. They can be that physical if they can continue to maintain that kind of game plan and that kind of health with their running game.
Yeah, they also got one of their better defensive backs back. It was Jimmy Ward, I think, came back last night. So they're getting healthier, offense and defense. All right, so you did the Buccaneer-Washington game. And again, even though Brady's in it, it wasn't a wildly viewed game. You did it. What is – I just said Brady tends to be a creature of habit. He likes his comfort. Gronk's not there. AB's not there. That's my takeaway. What's wrong with Tampa's offense? Because they almost never had the ball in that game.
Yeah, well, they didn't have the ball. Washington did a great job of keeping a tent on top of Tom Brady and not letting them get the deep ball. They got one deep ball to Mike Evans, where Brady was just phenomenal at orchestrating, kind of pointing to the right side, you know, orchestrating traffic like he's going over there, peeking out of his eyeballs, knowing that he had a one-on-one on the outside with Mike Evans, and then just Mike Evans winning right off the bat and going over the top. But Washington did a phenomenal job of keeping everything underneath. And then Brady kept trying to hit running backs. They must have had five or six drops by their running backs.
Yeah.
You know, it was just one of those things where they were always simply behind the chains. Washington did a great job, but Tampa really, you know, Tampa just really didn't execute, especially at the running back position catching the ball. And then one of the interceptions that Brady threw was right off the hands of the receiver off a hit, bounced up in the air. You know, two picks in the first quarter. Yeah, I'm with you 100%. When AB comes back on the outside, he can orchestrate and come down to the slot and do the things. When Gronk is back in the middle of football field, those balls are going to AB. Those balls are going to the Gronk instead of those backs. They'll be productive and they'll open up those outside lanes to Mike Evans, to Chris Godwin. But that really, to me, was what went down. But you got to tip your cap to Washington because they played a physical game.
Yep.
They played a tremendous game. And offensively, what they did to Tampa's defense was really, to me, something I hadn't seen on tape previously.
So you have one of the teams, to me, I said this yesterday, I thought Philly would be terrible. I didn't love the head coach, and Jalen Hurts doesn't throw a deep ball. How do you win in this league without an occasional deep ball? And then I watched Jalen Hurts, and I'm like, all I know is this. They're scoring in the high 20s. They score in the 30s. He's going on long runs. You know, the world changes at quarterback. I learned that with Lamar Jackson. Like, you just have to sit back and, like, my bar now is the quarterback productive? What do you make when you watch Jalen Hurts? There's stuff you could easily say, he doesn't throw a good deep ball. But what do you see?
Well, I see them having, like, really understanding what they are. I think that's the biggest thing. You know, to me, Colin, I was watching your hierarchy. You know, Tennessee, you're like, hey, Tennessee, are they the number one team? I'm not 100% sure. The thing I know about them is they know what their identity is. And as a player, there's comfort. Like when you walk into the huddle and it's second down and two, and you know beyond the shadow of a doubt what your head coach is going to call or what your offensive coordinator is going to call because you have an identity. You know what you are. When you watch Philadelphia, they're a power run team disguised as a spread team. I mean, they go through, they play the Chargers. They go, at one point they had like 15 straight runs in a row. I mean, that's what they, the same thing against Denver last week. They're going to run the ball. They're not only going to run it with their running backs, their quarterback is also going to run it. They're going to get him on the edge, create some easy throws for him. They're going to limit his throws. Jalen Hurts is going to throw it, you know, between 18 and 24 times a game. And they're going to run the snot out of the football, and they're going to beat you. That's how they beat you. And they're an intriguing team to me because I think, again, you look at Nick Sirianni, they've got a formula. And he said coming in, and we all made fun of him, oh, we've got systems, you know, systems. And you're like, okay, give me a break. They have systems. They know what they're doing. And they manage Jalen Hurts exceptionally well. He does a great job in the running game of deciding and deciphering what the defense is in. If I need to hand the ball off, I need to keep it on the edge. They make you play the entirety of the football field, you know, 50, whatever it is, 53 yards across the football field. They make you play every inch east to west of the football field. And then, you know, they can attack you down the field as well. I think they're doing a phenomenal job. I think Jalen Hurts is really finding his rhythm in what he's good at. And they lean into that. We lean into what our quarterback is good at. We don't make him do things that he's not good at. And I always find this fascinating about the NFL. Don't put a guy in a position to fail and then act surprised when he fails. Like, that's you being stupid. That's not his fault. That's your fault because you're dumb. And I think they're putting him in a great position to win, Colin.
You know, I was saying this because it's my hometown team. I was watching the Seahawks, you know, going to games when I was a kid. I watched the Seahawks probably and probably more critical of them as probably because people know I'm from Seattle, so I feel like I should be more critical of them, not be a homer. And I said this 3 years ago, Paul Allen, the great owner, died. His sister took over the organization. She's not the big sports fan. Pete Carroll's got a lot of power, too much in my opinion, in personnel. I don't like their drafts. I think, you know, Pete's defense has eroded badly in the last 2-3 years. I think they're in a crisis, but we don't think that because Russell Wilson. And we think everything's fine. They don't do anything well that's not connected to Russell Wilson. And now that he's not playing well, they're bad. And were you ever with a team, well, I mean, maybe not in Denver, but I think They're paddling like mad under the water, and Russell Wilson makes it look positive and optimistic. I think Seattle's in crisis mode. I think they're a mess right now and have been for 2 years. What do you make of not scoring that offense? I mean, they keep running through offensive coordinators. It's not solving the issues up front. What do you make of them right now?
Yeah, I think that sometimes, you know, when you have somebody who's so so good, like Russell Wilson, the problem is that guy covers a multitude of sins, right? He covers up warts. And I think what ends up happening to you as an organization is you end up thinking that you're better than you really are, that you have more depth than you really have,
yeah,
that you have, you know, a better football team than you do, because that guy, you tend to look at it like, hey, we're really actually fairly good, and you realize, no, you're not really very good. And one of the things that ends up happening to you, Colin, is when you have issues, multiple issues, and you have a guy that covers warts, what ends up happening is you attack or you try to solve one issue a year. And you're like, well, we'll make do with the other issues. You're like, we'll be okay. We'll cover those up. But we got to attack this. And so you're constantly attacking one issue, and the other issues just kind of continue to fester, and guys get old. And the next thing you know, you realize, oh, shoot, we should have been addressing everything,
yep,
but we've covered up with Band-Aids, and now we got a bunch of gaping wounds. And I don't care how good our quarterback is, he can't overcome those gaping wounds.
Right.
And I think it's one of those things that great players, wart covers like Russell Wilson, tend to make you not really analyze your team as hard as you should. You don't look at them as you know, as critically as you should. And I think those are the things that happen to teams.
Yeah. No, it's a little LeBron Lakers. You think they're good, but when LeBron goes out for a week and you get beat by three bad teams, great players cover the warts. Mark Schlereth, good seeing you, buddy. Good luck on the Eagles-Saints game.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it, man. Take care.
You bet. No, this is the criticism for Green Bay is they had Aaron Rodgers, so it was always like, listen, we're going to be good, and we can do that. It's like, no, Aaron needs help. You got to give Aaron a defense, and to the Packers' credit, they have drafted the heck out of that secondary. Their safeties are out of this world. They've been smart with their free agent signings in Green Bay. But I do think Mark brings up a good point. When you have a great quarterback, it is easy to be lulled into complacency. And when you know, like Cleveland has Baker, and they've been so aggressive in the last couple of years. When the Rams had Goff and they saw him every day at practice, they're like, there's things he can't do. When you have the great quarterback, like, we don't need to spend that money. And it's like the Seattle Seahawks right now don't do anything at a high level. And this is like the third year going, they don't do anything at a high level. Pass rush, hit and miss. Run blocking, hit and miss. Now DK Metcalf, he's a little unhinged. Pete runs a loosey-goosey country club style. He did at USC. So he's not going to clamp down. So players make more noise. They got issues.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's the Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bbo. T-Ball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well. Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
Start Saturday strong with the Big Noon Kickoff pregame show live from Norman at 10 a.m. Eastern. Then Caleb Williams and number 8 Oklahoma look to bounce back against Iowa State in the Big Noon Saturday game of the week, followed by the biggest crosstown rivalry in college football between UCLA and USC, all on Fox and the Fox Sports app.
By the way, Chip Kelly is bowl eligible now. You college fans are crazy. College fans are crazy because half the fans went to the school and half didn't. And the ones that didn't go to the school but are just fans of Alabama, Ohio State are always the Looney Tunes. It's always just fire the coach. Y'all wanted Brian Kelly fired at Notre Dame. They are now a top five program. It's the best Notre Dame has been since Lou Holtz. Y'all wanted Harbaugh gone. One more win and he wins 10 games for the fourth time. And by the way, Big Ten's good. It's got real good teams. Y'all want Chip Kelly gone at UCLA. They're always complaining about Chip Kelly. You have a football stadium that's an hour drive from your campus. It's an academic. Do you know more kids apply to UCLA globally than any school in America? It's an international university. It's a really unique place. It's 5 minutes from here. They got a football stadium off campus. It is just a hard school to win 10 games a year. And Chip Kelly, y'all want him out. Why? Now, Dan Mullen at Florida, y'all want him out. He's won 2 out of 3 games in the SEC. First 2 years, he overachieved. Last year is COVID. This year, it's a mess. It happens. You guys are trying to fire everybody in this sport. Now, there are coaches. Washington had a coach who'd never been a head coach. 2 years in, you're like, this is bad. Move off him, by all accounts. Like, I get it. But Chip Kelly's won games, and Brian Kelly's won in multiple spots, and Jim Harbaugh's won in multiple spots, and Dan Mullen's won. It's like, if somebody's won before, and they have a great job, like this is Jim Kelly's best college job, and Brian Kelly's best college job, and Dan Mullen's best college job. They won at lesser schools. You don't think they're going to win at this school? Chip Kelly was vying for national titles at Oregon. Now, you can argue Oregon's better than UCLA. I think in 2021 it probably is. But if somebody's shown me success in college football to school and they come to a place and it's a little rough early, everybody wants to fire Sark. Nick Saban lost to Louisiana Monroe his first year at Alabama. Pete Carroll's first year at USC was a mess. They were 6-6 and he had Carson Palmer. Y'all want to run every... Now, if you hire a guy that's never been a coach, 2 years in, it's like, oh, this doesn't work. Move off him. Like, that I get. But resumes matter. Brian Kelly won everywhere. Dan Mullen's won. Harbaugh won everywhere. Chip Kelly's won. You want to run these guys out of their jobs. I don't know if it's the resentment because how much money they make. And if they don't win every week, every game, all I know is UCLA beat LSU this year. That should never happen. Ever. In the history of the world, UCLA football, I don't care if they play in Chip Kelly's backyard, should never beat LSU in football. And they did, and it was convincing. Joy with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, things take time, and we live in a microwave society that is completely devoid of self-awareness. So add all that together, and that's what you get. Have some self-awareness for what in some cases it's like, who do you think you are?
Jim Harbaugh got to a Super Bowl.
But like, as a school, as a program, who do you think you are? If you're Alabama, okay. But some of these other schools, I'm like, what are you talking about?
If you
like,
win,
when was the last time you were in a championship game? Like, I love the University of Miami. I love the U. Like, it's been a long time since the U has been truly competitive. After a while, it's like, okay, maybe we just need like some building blocks. Like, just get some momentum going first before we get to start talking about national championships.
Harbaugh is funny. So Harbaugh won everywhere he was at, including the NFL. He goes to Michigan, and because they can't beat Ohio State, people are outraged. Ohio State's a better program. Now, you can knock on him for not beating Michigan State a couple more times. That's fair, but I will say this. Mel Tucker's really good. Mel Tucker's going to stay at Michigan State, and he's going to get some Rose Bowls and some big games, and you're going to be like...
Well, putting pressure on the coach, the pressure should be on the coach. They are the ones who should be responsible for the program, especially in college. They're the ones making the calls and doing the recruiting and making all the money, so the pressure should be on. But the answer is not always fire and then start over.
Instead of being America's honesty broker, which I've done, it was so easy, I can give that up. How about America's sanity dealer? This show...
Do you want that job?
I'm America's sanity dealer. Stop firing successful coaches in a bad year.
I think our how we look at it is the best way to look at it. Would this person have a job immediately at another big-time program or organization?
USC...
If the answer is yes, you may want to hang on to them for a little
while. I had a USC athletic director 3 years ago ask me, who would you hire? I said, Brian Kelly, go steal Notre Dame's guy. And at the same time, like, now people about 3 years ago were coming to terms with he was good. Right. But all they did for 6 years was bellyache about him. It's like, I never thought Notre Dame, a private school, cold weather, incredibly remote, kind of in a conference, kind of not, is now a top five program.
Well, I also think that dysfunction is probably the main thing that should get a coach removed. Losing isn't necessarily a reflection of what's going on. What is the reason that they're losing? Is it truly coaching? Is it injuries? Is it, you know, the conference is better? Is it that, like, there has to be some examples of why it is actually the coach's responsibility. Now, you can't fire players, obviously. Yeah. So that becomes, you know, someone has to be held accountable, but it's often not that. So Mac Jones has outshined the rest of his fellow rookie quarterbacks in this class, including Trey Lance. However, NFL Network's Ian Rappaport told KNBR it isn't time for Niners fans to start second-guessing whether or not the team should have taken Jones over Lance. He said, I know they liked him a lot, so they could have drafted him, but the story was never going to be told this year. Mac Jones was always going to be an NFL-ready come-and-start day one. That's not what this is about for the Niners. They took a quarterback planned to sit for a year. I haven't seen anything yet to indicate that the 49ers should have any reason for regret.
Yes, for the record, Patrick Mahomes sat his first year. Like, the idea that if you could redraft, you would say Mac over Trey. Trey is a bigger, stronger, more mobile athlete with a stronger arm. In 1 year from now, if Shanahan has got his team rolling, and by the way, he loves power running and Trey Lance is doing RPO stuff, we all knew that whoever New England got as a quarterback, whoever, it would probably be easier initially.
Right.
Than the other play. Now, is Mac better than I thought? Absolutely. Wrong on that. But when he went there, the day he got there, we went, yeah, it's probably going to be, he's probably going to have an easier time of it for a year.
And that's not, again, that's not discounting what Mac is doing. I do think that's there are quarterbacks that could have been drafted there throughout the past, call it 10 years, who would have absolutely failed in this situation. So Mac is doing a good job. And I think what is the most pressured situation, because it is New England and the Patriots fans expect to be winning, and it is Bill Belichick who has high standards and doesn't want to be losing. And, you know, I think just because it's a good, solid, stable situation with a good coordinator and a good defense and good offensive line doesn't mean there's not still pressure on Mac Jones. But Every situation is different. Now, you know how I feel. I don't believe that if you think that the guy can't start right away, that you should even take him.
Right.
So I'm with the rookie starting day one because you have a period of development that you need to get this rookie reps.
Yeah.
And if you lose, you still have grace. So I'm with them starting day one, but this he's absolutely right. This is the situation that they went into. There should be nothing surprising going on here. You kept Jimmy Garoppolo for that reason. Otherwise, you would have traded him at the beginning of the season. So what is the panic? Grass isn't always green on everywhere. Like Mac would come here and be in the same exact situation that Trey Lance is in because you still had Jimmy Garoppolo. So Tom Brady spent less than 2 minutes with the media following Sunday's loss to the Washington football team. And yesterday on his podcast, the Let's Go podcast, he tried to offer some perspective on why he was so short.
When you're in the middle of the fight and it's the seventh round of the fight, it's hard to, you know, take a step back because you feel like you're still, you know, you want to go out there and slug it out again. So, you know, I wish there was a lot of great to come from losing. And there is when you can take a couple days. But sometimes when you catch me on a Monday, you really piss me off. No, just kidding. You don't really piss me off.
Let's see if I can do that right now.
I listened to that interview yesterday. I mean, Tom, he doesn't sleep when he loses. And so,
right, he's not a good loser.
Not a good loser.
My brother wasn't a good loser.
He wasn't?
He was notorious
cranky.
For being very, very cranky after losses. Some people take losses. Everyone deals with losses different ways. Some people are very quiet. Some people compartmentalize. Some people are outraged and throwing things. Everyone's personality is different. And I think Brady has given plenty to the media over the years. Like, we can give him a pass on not wanting to talk after a really bad loss. And they're still first in the NFC South. They host the Giants on Monday night and are currently 10-point favorites, according to Fox Bet. Obviously not how they wanted to look out of a bye, but look, I mean, this is what the NFL is this season. Everyone can win. It's really very cliche, but it is an any given Sunday year. Like, there's no absolute great team that's crushing everybody and going on a, you know, undefeated run. Everyone is dealing with injuries. It's just a more complicated year.
Yeah.
So the Lakers have had a slow start to the season, large part because LeBron is not playing. He's only played 6 games so far. He is sidelined with an abdominal strain that has kept him out since November 2nd. Yeah. He's missed 9 games so far this year to injury. There's not exact timeline on a return, but he could return, quote, soon. A source close to LeBron told ESPN. He is progressing great in his on-court workouts. However, Vogel said LeBron has yet to participate in full practice or take part in contact drills. They're optimistic that he could come back on Friday against the Celtics. They play the Bucks tomorrow in Milwaukee.
I have a question. What do you make of his fashion? He's 6'9", so he's a hard guy to dress for. I think he has very unique fashion. He dresses casual.
I think he dresses very good for his, especially because he is such a big guy. It's hard to find, like, slim-fitting stuff. LeBron has great style.
That's what I think. Radio audience, apologize. I like that jacket. That would look terrible on me, but good on him. Well, that goes without saying. I would not look good in that. That looks good on him. He has his own style. His style is comfortably casual. It's casual and classy, but it's always comfort first. Jordan was very glamorous.
Well, listen, if I was sitting in those itty-bitty seats, and how big is LeBron? those seats for the guys on the bench are like laughable. Why are they so close? Have you seen them?
Oh, do you like his style?
Yes.
How would you describe it?
I think, yes, it's very casual chic.
Yeah, that's the word. Is that one word or two? Casual chic.
Two.
All right, two words.
We're very into fashion this morning, Colin.
Really?
This is our second fashion conversation today.
All right.
We're seeing more of LeBron's fashion recently because he's never injured.
That's right.
So maybe that's why you've noticed.
Yeah, that's why I noticed. Yeah,
perspective.
Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd
There used to
news.
Be, it's hard for a lot of these players because they're, you know, 6'9", 6'10". There used to be, I think it's in Atlanta, there was a shoe store in Atlanta for NBA players where they had like size 18 shoe. If you're an NBA player, you can't get, there's no 18 size shoes over at Sears. Okay, you're not getting them there. And so so there used to be a shoe store in Atlanta that every NBA player I knew ever went to. I think Portland had one and Atlanta had one. And they just did men with absurdly large feet. Like, it's a wide, you know, Bob Lanier, when I was a kid, Bob Lanier was a center for the Detroit Pistons. Size 22 shoe.
Yeah, what size?
I'm not joking.
What size shoe does Shaq wear?
Oh, probably 17, 18. I mean, I wear a 12, and I think that's bigger than I look around at guys' feet.
23.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
So it's like this big.
That's a canoe.
I'm such a small person. I have no concept of like how tall people even like live
Aaron Rodgers has big feet, according to his girlfriend. What? That's what she said. She said it. She's making some. You
she
know what
also,
I do?
She also said that that poor guy in that picture, she also roasted his car. Aaron would never drive a car
she
like that.
She made a reference to Aaron's feet, and from that moment forward.
And he's also very hairy, which we learned.
I've been wearing.
I learned really, in the past couple weeks, I've learned way more about Aaron Rodgers than I've ever cared to know, to be honest with you.
I've never seen him with a shirt off. Apparently, he's hairy.
I don't mind hairy people.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, when she said that about Aaron's feet, though, I went out and bought skis, and I just wear them around town because it makes me look like I have gigantic. I'm sorry. It's an old Gary Shandling joke.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well. Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today. Good to have you back. Escape QuickBooks Quicksand with NetSuite by Oracle, the number one financial system. NetSuite.com/Herd. So every couple weeks, I bring out the playoff picture. What does it look like today? It's starting to look like what we all predicted. Let's go to the AFC. It's Titans, Bills, Ravens, Chiefs, Steelers, Patriots, Chargers. A lot of my teams are in there. I would keep your eye on the Colts. The Colts feel like a playoff team to me, a little more than Pittsburgh because of their anemic offense. But a lot of the teams I predicted, we're getting close. And a lot that you predicted. In the NFC, it's Packers, Cardinals, Cowboys, Bucks, Rams, Saints, Panthers. I would keep your eye on the Vikings. Why? The Vikings have had end of games. They have lost so many close games. They lost in overtime to Cincinnati, overtime to Baltimore, a game they had. They lost close to Dallas. They lost close to Cleveland. They lost close to Arizona 34-33. Also, their schedule at the end for Minnesota has a lot of W's. They do face the Packers twice, but Kirk Cousins in seven games against Green Bay is 3-3-1. And Zimmer in 14 games against the Packers is 6-7-1. So can Minnesota split with Green Bay? I think they can. I think they can win a home game. And if they do, I think Minnesota and Indianapolis are not in. But to me, I feel like I have a veteran coach. I've got a veteran quarterback. I've got some playmakers. I like the way the Colts run the ball. And I like the dynamic nature. Justin Jefferson, little over the top. They have some of the best linebackers in football in Minnesota. So I think the Colts and the Vikings could creep in. But I think the playoff picture is starting to kind of unfold. And it's a bunch of teams we all kind of thought. One more thought on Baker. And again, now everybody's piling on Baker. It's making me very uncomfortable. I said this a month ago, and I'll say it again. I think you have to consider everything with Baker, except one thing. What are you going to do? Now, OBJ's contract's off the books. Jadeveon Clowney, it's not a big hit. You could trade him, move him. He's off the books. David Njoku, tight end. He wants to go. Get him off the books. You've got enough money to pay Baker. He goes somewhere else and go get a Derek Carr. That's the first team I would call. So I think you have to consider Derek Carr. I'd make a call on him. I would call the attorney for Deshaun Watson, figure out how close that is. If it doesn't get better, you're out. I would keep my eye on the Deshaun Watson situation. I would call on Derek Carr. Also, I think you can make an argument that you keep Baker. He's all banged up this year. He's going to get healthier. And by the way, I looked it up this morning. Kevin Stefanski has shown an ability to win with B quarterbacks. Kevin Stefanski is coordinator in Minnesota, went 18-12-1 with Kirk Cousins. You can make an argument to keep Baker. He'll be healthier next year. Whatever you want. I would call Derek Carr. I'd keep my eye on Deshaun Watson. I think I would. There's an argument to be made that OBJ gone and Njoku gone. Jadeveon Clowney's gone. Go get another receiver for Baker. That's an argument to be made. When you watch it, how Cleveland is coaching him, they're not giving him much. They don't trust him. That's not arguable. I will say this. Here's the one thing you cannot do with Baker. It would implode in 1 minute. You can't keep him and draft a quarterback in the first or second round. He'll not be able to handle it. Jimmy Garoppolo is about the best-looking guy in the league, right? Right? He's been confident since he was 8. He's had beautiful women fawn over him his whole life. He looks like an Adonis. He looks like a model. Jimmy Garoppolo is confident in who he is. He's never trying to pretend he's not something else. He's so confident all the time. You can draft a quarterback with Jimmy Garoppolo. He's like, I'm good. Baker's always trying to prove, I am tall enough. I am good enough. I shouldn't have walked. That's just part of his personality. A lot of people like that part of Baker. He's a fighter. He's got chutzpah. He's got a chip on his shoulder. Jimmy doesn't. Jimmy does. When you look like Jimmy Garoppolo, the only thing you have on your shoulder is a beautiful woman tapping it and saying, hi, I'm Carol. Would you like to go out and have a cup of coffee? Garoppolo is incredibly confident. You could draft a guy behind him, and he's fine for a year or two. You cannot do that with Baker's personality. He's just feisty. So my thing is, you got to consider everything. I would consider keeping him. I'd call Derek Carr. Just don't draft a quarterback. Don't do a Jordan Love. It will implode in Cleveland. Do not do that. That's not his personality. Yes, I'm jealous of Jimmy Garoppolo. I would say it right now. I'm jealous. Not Brady, Garoppolo. Hour three, next.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. On sale now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.